Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. So, let's talk about how things that seem mundane seem normal, seem just mundane is the word I can think of. They're actually quite not. Like, look at a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses. They ban the rays from the sun. But also, and I have seen this a couple times, and I have actually heard people tell, I'm going to divulge a secret. I heard the law enforcement show up at the Auburn Mall, and they told, I can't recall who, I think it was a Universal Security or Universal... They go by Universal Security, but they're also Universal Collections. The cop told the Universal Collections, aka Universal Security, guard, don't worry, just make sure you wear a dark pair of sunglasses. Now, have you ever gotten the death rays from your mother as a child? Or you have seen just shots of energy come from someone's eyes? Or perhaps their eyes glow brighter than a star, almost as though to blind you, almost as though to vanquish any darkness. Well, if you wear Ray-Bans, those can't penetrate people around you. They can't pierce through the armor, or lack thereof, of innocence. So I wonder what happens when people wear Ray-Bans that are just regular glasses. That's besides the point. Have you noticed your hair might change color? This is probably going to get me murdered or yelled at or in trouble. But sometimes my hair can go from red to almost black. When I looked in the mirror once, I saw a person with jet black hair, but her face was white and cracked. And I say her face because I knew it was a her. It might have been an old soul, or it could have been a what my soul will become, or an alternate reality. That's a possibility too. There's so many jumbles and grumps. And anyways, my hair on my physical self, my physical being, who I am, who I've mostly always been. I've had a couple parts removed here and there, but you know, I've also had some skin made for me, but I don't think that makes too much of a difference, does it? Oh gosh, I didn't think about the implements of that. Okay, time out. I had a dream. And in my dream, I noticed that my chest was brown, and where my nipples should have been, I had nipples, I don't know, but I had clear, definite nipples, and there was hair, but it was braided, and on each nipple, there was three braids, and each braid had three beads. It was long nipple hair. But I had to kill demons, and they recorded it. I don't actually remember. I think I fought them, but I didn't kill any. If I recall correctly, one of them left and chased after somebody else, and I believe she killed it, but I thought, how did you stop them? Because truth come to truth, I don't like fighting. I guess I'm a pacifist for my own life, but for others I shall defend and have defended. It's funny, it makes me think of the Has-Been Hotel where the person's like, oh, if you fight for love, you'll win. And so true, so how true. Like me, if I have a lady friend that's getting harassed by a man, I will go up and I will get between them. He literally tried to choke me out. He had his hands on me a good 10 minutes, and I just sat there staring at him trying to laugh, but I couldn't breathe. I'm surprised my windpipe didn't get crushed. He was trying so hard, though. But that is what the power of love can do. And I try to see the value in all life. Demonic life, yes. Angelic life, yes. Those in between, each has their place. And in the end times, hear me, in the end times, God will have made everything perfect where everyone has their place. And if for me that means, I might have been being dramatic when this said this, but I thought, oh, if I just get my name blotted out of the book of life, I'll be fine. But if there is a place on earth, or a earth, or somewhere where I belong with those I love, with those I care about, and who matter most to me, and everybody has that. Everybody. It'll be the end times. Revelation also says those who seek death in the end times shall not find it. So if you want to take a cynical look at it, if you can get a motherfucker to go kill themselves because they hate themselves and they can't die, it's the end times. Oh, I should not have said that. Because now there's going to be some jackass, like, pushing people to go kill themselves. That jackass used to be me pushing myself to do so. Honestly, sometimes my behaviors are such where I would push myself to go do that. But I see the value in being able to annoy everybody. No, I'm trying to make light of it. I see that I have a purpose. And I see that I'm not just supposed to throw away my life. I'm supposed to count my blessings. I'm supposed to value what I have. And my life is one of those things. I can make an imprint. A better choice of words might be, I can leave a legacy. No, I actually might have been more correct with imprint. I can guide and lead and push for better. And I just had so many thoughts go around at once. I don't know if they were all mine or some of my neighbors or some of the voices that I hear. Anyways, back to the serendipities. Or the little things that you can notice. Like, my hair changes. And I've noticed when I'm not in a good mood or not in a healthy space, my hair becomes dark. It could be portrayed by some as like not being in the sun and getting the nutrients it needs, not getting the light that it needs. Because often, hair gets dark in the winter and light in the summer. So that's how some may see it. Me, I've noticed my hair gets almost golden when I'm at my most spiritual self. Well, I notice if I properly wash my hair and condition it with Miracle shampoo and conditioner. I know that it's probably stupid to think that, but I notice the small things. It's funny, it's relating directly to a song I was just listening about, all the signs I've received in my life. I see these signs and things, and I see how they can point to different things, or I draw connections where others cannot see them. And everybody just tells me I'm crazy, and that it doesn't make sense, and it's irrational, and that it's phallic. And that it's a fallacy to my thinking. But they just don't realize that it might not be status quo. But it is true. Now, the truth, as I have often said, is defined by one's perception, which makes the reality, which makes the truth. But when it comes to the true truth, I was going to sit up, but I don't need to. I feel like another secret I'm going to give away that I've done on my own, but somebody pointed out to me, hey, this person is now sitting up straight. You can ask them something and they will give you the correct answer to their knowledge or to the influences on them's knowledge. So, like, if you ask a Muslim, well, it can't be thought of as in that controlled of, or like that much of a box. But if you ask a Muslim their opinion, they will give you the answer that is correct for them and the gods that they, I believe they have one god. I'm sorry, I do not know much about the Muslim faith. But they, the influences they have on them, the powers that be, will speak through them. And I noticed for myself, like, if I'm telling the truth, I sit up straight. But if I'm, like, not really paying attention or not thinking about it, or if I'm just not concerned with it, I'm not sure how to say it properly. I hope it's coming across correctly. But I felt like I should sit up straight. And then I felt like that would just be unnecessary and making a fool of myself. Or maybe what's influencing me now is not the voice in which I want to be speaking. So it was a trick I was trying to use to protect myself, maybe, and I just maybe gave it away. But I'm just now thinking that. But many a times I do things naturally, without even thinking about it. I guess you could call it intuition or whatnot or such forth or whatever you want to call it. But, like, the little things will point you in the right direction. Here's the problem with that. Marketing. Sometimes. I'm not 100% sure. I'm thinking through this now. I might be overthinking it. But if I had an evil product, I would glass it up pretty. But I have found oftentimes if I am shopping and I see a product that is good, is, or at least I believe it's good, I might be over in my head. I might be over my head. Over, I don't know. I might be thinking too much and getting into stuff I don't know. I'm just figuring this out. See, in that, I just sat up. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to spit it straight out forward. I'm going to say what I'm trying to say. Which is, I don't know everything. I don't. But I have a knack. Some people might call it an imagination. Some people might call it living your life over and over again, trying to figure out the mistakes that you've made in the past. That's me trying to think that I'm still cursed to live in this circle of a conundrum. No, what would you call it? A loop. I'm not going to say why I think that. I don't know if I should have said that. Anyways, if I were trying to sell something nasty and poisonous, I would dress it up. I would make it appealing. I'd make it smell good. I'd make it look good. I'd make it taste good. If one of those things didn't add up, I'd make sure it was worth it, somehow or another. Like drugs. But if it was pretty, if it was appealing, you're more likely to buy it. You're more likely to buy into it. You're more likely to agree with it. I guess kind of like how I can be charismatic. So maybe I'm selling a crock of shit. That's one of the problems with my brain. It's so dualistic. It sees the good and the bad in everything, and then it just gets confused. I guess that's what I'm supposed to think with my heart. But logic is key too. I think it's important. That I at least think. Now I'm backtracking and covering up, and I didn't have to say that, and I would have got away with it just fine. But I worry about the times that I, not times, the time that I didn't think. And I had to remind myself to think. And I'd rather not have that. Or maybe it would be bliss. See, that is a problem with my head. I'm going to get into a touchy subject. So, we all know that iOS 18, or at least I know that iOS 18 is being released fairly soon. I can't speak for everybody because I don't know what rocks some people live under. That was rude. Some people might not just follow it. They might not. It might not matter to them. But one of its biggest advancements is Siri is going to be artificial intelligence. I can't say for sure or not if it's going to be powered by Google. But I believe it is. Now, what if I may have heard a leak, or I might have read it wrong, but there may be the new software, or artificial intelligent being, might be the Bard, or it might be Bard. I'm not quite sure how it goes. But how often have we longed for company? Somebody to talk to, somebody who knew us. Somebody who got us, somebody who could be empathetic or stern. Or like more than just a robot speaking to us. I have often thought about putting a soul or many, which would probably get me sent to hell, into something, a computer, more than something, because you can stick it in a rock easy, stick it in a deck of cards easy. But to have it still be there, in a light. That makes me sound sick or genius. But the thing is, where was I going? I totally just lost my train of thought, you guys. It could be divine intervention, or it could be just me not thinking properly, I don't know. But remember, if you leave something somewhere, like say you forget your water bottle at your house, and you're walking down the street, it means hang out at your house for a little bit, because you might be getting prevented from mayhem in the future, where you were gonna be. Unless there's a malevolent or mischievous spirit trying to keep you out of something good. See, I am just... I'm a wonderful soul and creature, aren't I? Anyways, thank you for my rambling and listening to it. Be sure to follow, subscribe, like, whatever it may be. Thanks, and goodbye for now.